Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today, we are going to deliver some news from all across the county. So in my farming news, here in McPherson County, prolonged drought has resulted in short wheat and thin stands. Harvesting wheat in these situations can be challenging. Special attention needs to be given to the cutting height, machine adjustment, and operator control. In short wheat, getting the heads into the combine with less straw will be a challenge. In some cases, the reel may not be able to effectively convey the wheat back into the cutter bar to the auger, nor hold it in place during cutting. Short cutting will also mean more contact potential with the ground and reduced levels of surface residue, which is likely a negative impact on moisture in the fields after harvest. In the case of getting the heads to the weed of the combine, producers will explore the use of strip headers, air reels, and draper headers. Although this will be a rough wheat harvest for many farmers, some changes can be made to help maximize harvest efficiencies. If you have ever wanted to try an alternate header, whether it's the stripper or flex draper, this may be the year for you. For those not wanting to buy, renting may also be a viable option. Producers in dry land production systems need to keep in mind that in very low yielding wheat years, anything that can be done to preserve what little crop residue is present will have a large impact on evaporation losses and the productivity of next year's crop. For my landowners, if bagworms have been a problem in the past, or now they are a problem in our shelter belts and evergreen trees, this next week is the optimum time to spray your trees and shelter belts. Lots of sprays work for the control of bagworms, so that's the easy part. Making sure the whole tree is covered is the tricky and challenging part. If you have any questions over bagworms, call me here at the Extension office for the latest fact sheet. In my community news, the Mound Ridge Farmers Market will be open on Saturdays from 8 till 11 at the Mound Ridge Historical Museum, located at 406 West Cole in Mound Ridge. Beginning this week, they will also be open on Tuesday from 5 to 7 at the same location. Some vendors will be able to accept the Senior Farmers Market vouchers for garden produce and honey. Their garden vendors provide fresh produce and farm fresh eggs throughout the summer. Their bakers supply specialty cookies, muffins, coffee cakes, cinnamon rolls, and breads. And the crafters share homemade purses, backpacks, kitchen hot pads, relishes, and jams. They also offer good pulled pork. You can contact them through Facebook or come out to the market. You can see what seasonal products will be available at the market on the following day on Facebook, What's Happening in Mound Ridge. For Extension events, today we'll be having our Farm Safety Day camp for all 8 through 12 year olds in our community here at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds. We have a full day of safety programming sponsored by the Kansas Farm Bureau, Mid-Kansas Co-op, and our local Kansas State Research and Extension. And the McPherson County Farmers Market will be open this Saturday and each and every Saturday right here on the campus of the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds here in McPherson in the Blue Roundtop Building. We are a market made up of gardeners, bakers, artists, florists, and beekeepers. Everyone has a passion for bringing fresh produce and homemade items to the public. Our market hours are 8 a.m. till 12 on Saturdays. The market will have many products available to purchase, like fresh herbs and vegetables, sweet and savory baked goods, jams and jellies, honey, pecans, meat, eggs, cut flowers, and arts and crafts. Plan now to visit the farmers market for homegrown, homemade items. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the office at 620-241-1523 with any of your agricultural questions. I hope you all have a great start to your week.